Hello and welcome back to Rose Pricks, a podcast roasting the idiots on The Bachelor, in this case, The Bachelorette. It's our first real episode this season. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and Trash Talk TV, and here I am with my gorgeous little Stephanie Wilder Taylor for crying out loud.
What's up?
And what's the new podcast called again?
Sword and Scale Rewind.
Sword and Scale Rewind. I need to get that plastered in my brain. I don't have a good memory. Her name was Mary Jane, and she stole parts of my brain. So, Steph, here we are. If you guys have not listened to the first two casting previews, go do it. We laughed our asses off doing those.
Oh, my God.
If you want our bonus episodes, we do bonus episodes every week just talking about regular life stuff. So go to patreon.com/rosepricks, and you can also just go to rosepricks.com. Sign up. Thank you for everybody who is signed up and supporting us. This week, since we're doing three episodes, normally it dings you for every episode. So we did two that aren't going to dink you, and they're just going to count as our first week's bonus, okay? So everyone wondering where that is, those are those first two casting specials, and next week we'll be back to doing just regular bonuses about doing our laundry, or... Actually, we had some pretty serious bonuses last season.
We talked about transgender issues, we talked about politics, we talked about laundry. I mean, we really...
Transgender
really
laundry, the politics of transgender laundry. You see, we can mix it all together.
Exactly. And the racism inherently involved in laundry, you know, separating the whites from the colors.
Yes.
It's not, you know.
Yeah. It's it can get, you know, it can get deep, guys.
Yeah.
So let's get going on this first episode of El Bachelorette. What okay. say you?
I'm ready. I think we, you know. We have to have a little short talk because, not short talk, but I mean, if you've listened to the casting, then we can kind of have a, I don't know what you'd call it, shorthand.
Like a macro.
Because we already talked about these guys. But if you're listening
to
this.
Are you eating?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I was swallowing an almond. How dare you?
Do not lie to me.
None of your business. Anyway,
I'm so sensitive to those noises.
I know.
People will kill you. They'll be like, Stephanie, they'll come up on your Facebook. They'll come up on your Twitter, your Instagram.
Believe me,
your
I've been podcasting for 6 years. I've been gotten in trouble for eating in the past. Okay, I'm ready. I have no food in my mouth. Here we go. What I'm saying is some of these guys, we already tore them apart in the casting episode, but we'll review.
Well,
but
yeah,
you should
I mean,
really do yourself a favor and go listen to us talk about the casting.
Yeah. Well, some of this was really good to see because, you know, those casting specials, we're just making fun of pictures and their answers. And we kind of make predictions. And, you know, I'm not very right in my life. I'm not right about anything. I think my rent's due on one day. It's due on another day. I think someone likes me. They don't like me. I'll add things. They're never right. I'm not right very often. But when I am, girl, I will dance around in a circle and scream, I'm right. I'm right. And I actually got to do that a couple of times last night, which really goes to show you being a horrible person every day of your life is called practice, you know? And some days you just practice so much that you start getting perfect and being a judgmental bitch. Okay, so let's start. The first guy I saw, because I had to go outside to smoke before this started, was the professional wrestler.
Well,
no, is that right?
Do you want to start from like the beginning of the show and just comment on the fact that they did a little, you know, thing with Rachel, where she's just regular people, just swinging around a pole, like, you know, singing in the rain, shooting a basketball. She's just full of whimsy.
Yeah, she's everyday people.
Yeah. Except for now she's in her business attire. She's strictly business. Objection, Your Honor. Speculation? I was just like, wow, they put a lot of money into setting up that fake courtroom scene.
Courtroom, courtroom, courtroom. Speculation, observation, objection, sustained. Sit down. Sit down. There will be no outburst in my court, Miss Lindsay. The next outburst, you will be held in contempt of court. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Right. And then they show her with her dog who is wounded. So I'm thinking, okay, we know she likes the wounded, the one she has to save.
Yeah, she needs to save somebody. That's my
Yep.
problem too. I'm like, you have a meth addiction? Well, I have a house to clean. Come on over.
Yeah, I
Come
was like,
on
some of
over,
these
honey.
guys are going to be perfect for her. So then, okay, so you came in probably right when they started with the guys. So there was Kenny, the professional wrestler,
Oh my
and
God.
Dad.
First of all, what is his wrestling name? It's so long. I was like, don't wrestlers have to think of hashtags? You know, because when you're coming up with a new name for something, everybody has to use
Yeah.
Twitter. See, his is like Wrestler Daddy Piggyback Face.
Yeah.
Lipstick, lipstick cornea. I'm like, what?
I
What kind
know.
of name is that?
It was also too intellectual. It was like, I think you just need to be like meathead. I mean, why? I didn't get it. But he seems to be the only dad. Is that possible?
I guess
Is she like, I
because,
don't want kids?
well, I guess that on this show, I mean, if you have anything, you exploit it. I mean, if you've seen a pigeon with cancer before, you're going to talk about it on this show, possibly leaning up a tree, leaning up against a tree while crying a little bit. So I think if anybody else had a kid, they would be like, I have a kid. Wah.
Yeah, it'd be weird if if it comes out later and you're like, well, are you embarrassed of your kid? Why didn't you talk about that earlier?
Yeah, this guy's not, and his kid is giant. He's like, honey,
She's 10.
I'm gonna go get you a mom with a job. Okay, I'll be right back. And then he's giving her a piggyback ride. He's like, my
Yeah.
daughter is everything, cornea crosswalk, piggyback, hashtag heart heart. And then he's like giving her a piggyback ride. And I was like, damn, that looks like Hagrid carrying Hulk Hogan. Like they're both so big.
You know, in his defense, well, he's a big guy, but the 10-year-olds, some 10-year-olds are huge these days. I don't know what's happened, but having a couple of 9-year-olds myself, 9.5-year-olds, I can tell you that there are some 10-year-olds that look like they're 20.
Oh yeah,
I don't
and
know what.
I'm not even size shaming the girl. I
No,
just,
I
you know,
know.
to be able to still ride your dad piggyback when
Yeah.
you're that big, it's like me
Right.
jumping on my tiny little dad. Like, all right,
No, I
dad.
know. And it feels like he has like a teenager just because it's like this kid who's like, hey, dad.
I just love on any reality show when they're like, I have a baby. They're everything to me. See ya. Left some Pop Tarts in the cabinets.
Yeah, that's how I am now. Okay, then we have Jack the lawyer, who we hated this guy, and I think we still hate him when we were doing the casting. He was just seemed like such a capital douche. But he goes right for the cancer story of his mom dying. And then I was kind of sad.
Oh God, he went for every story. First of all, the thing with this guy, we hated him on sight, right? Because
Yes,
he
yes.
has this head tilt that he does down that just looks so wrong. You could just tell he's very insincere. And so
Yes.
now that we've actually seen him, we can see what he's doing, which is this like weird head bobbling and nodding thing, like bob and nod when he
Yeah.
talks. You hear what I'm doing right now? That's how he talks.
Yep.
It's like all over
Yes.
the place. Trying to trick you like a snake. Don't trust
Yes.
him.
No.
But yeah,
No.
he went for
He's very
everything.
slippery.
He's like, well, I was an only child, and that was really hard. And then I was super close to my mom, and she had cancer. Wink, little
Yeah.
ding on his beautiful white teeth.
Yep. Yep.
And then
He's
he's.
okay. So I think he is going to turn out to be a bit of a villain.
I hope so.
But I have a feeling he fooled some people with that one.
And then
All
he
right. So
sat on a
then.
hill. He's like, I'm going to sit on a hill while they play guitar music. And he's like, my mom, only child. Teeth
Yep.
bleach hurt my gums. My enamel's soft. And he was wearing a quilted jacket. And I was like, I can't with you.
Oh, yes, he was.
So next we have an Italian meathead with Big Boy Bob. What do you call that? Big
The
Boy Bobs?
big boy, yeah, pompadour.
Yeah, with that little curl in the front.
Yes, Alex. And he
Okay,
says,
what'd you
people
think?
think I'm a meathead, but I'm really a nerd. Well, I thought he was cute, but was he the Russian one?
No, I think he's Italian, isn't he?
Okay.
But he's like, oh, everyone thinks I'm a meathead. Yeah, but I'm a nerd. And then he's working out, and he's doing what do you call those, chest press? I don't work out, sorry people. He's doing a chest press, and then he comes up and he lifts a book, and I'm like, that would be cute, except that that's a blank journal from Barnes and Noble.
I know.
He's this reading a thing, blank book.
Every guy's thing was so cooked. It was just ridiculous. It was like, how many days of production went into all your little funny, you know, packages?
Yeah. And, you know, on these shows, it's so easy to be like, that guy's gay and that guy's gay. And also that guy's gay because they just want to be on TV. So anybody's gay when they want to be on TV. You know, they'll suck a dick to get a scene. But this guy, he was giving us other signs because he was hanging out with his mom and dad, and they were putting stuff on the grill. And he's like, my mother is my role model. I want to be just like her, as he shoved a spear through meat. I was like, well, you know, you don't seem gay, but I'll take that as a sign.
Yep. All right, well, let's see. Well, let's go through these because, you know, we don't even know if we're going to get attached to any of these guys.
Oh, that's true.
Next is Mojito, and Mojito is a Bollywood dancer, and he's the one on the casting that I kind of liked. I mean, I know his name's Mohit, but I thought he was cute, and he was kind of funny.
I know. He's
on his
application. Like, he's so cute to be – he's so close to being a good drink. It's like he's one vowel away from being a tasty drink. But also, personality-wise, that's muddled, you know. I think we talked about that yesterday. So I'm not sure about him. But we liked him because
he doesn't make it anyway.
Yeah.
We're never going to see him again.
Yeah, and he's also obsessed with his family. And he needs Rachel to be, too. I was like, that's not going to happen. So next.
No. Okay, here we go. It's Funny Guy Lucas. It's Waboom.
Waboom.
It comes from boom. So it just became Waboom. All I wrote is just, he's so awful.
Yeah, this guy needs to die.
He really does. And this is the problem. Okay, so spoiler alert, he makes it. And it's so, if there's anything that's ever been more clear, it's that the producers were like, you got to keep this guy because everyone's going to hate him. So she keeps him. And I felt like that was really kind of fucked up because there were some nicer guys. The one who cries at the end, who goes, I can't believe she kept the Waboom guy over me. I was like, oh my God, stop. Bring that guy, bring crying guy back.
Well, they can't build a whole show around the guy with the stick vac. I mean, what the hell is that?
Okay, that's true. But you can't, this guy is going to make it unwatchable. It's not going to be like, listen, remember Chad, the meat eater who ate all the cold cuts?
Yeah,
of course.
So
that was kind of a fun villain. He was annoying,
guy was at
least
fuckable. You know, you could see like, okay, well, JoJo, at least she could fuck that guy, you know?
Right.
But this guy ain't nobody going to fuck this guy.
No, ever.
And he doesn't only say, wah, boom. He shakes his face and screams it. And he's like kind of a sad drag queen version of like Jerry Lewis or something, you know, bad.
Yes. And not, listen, I'm not, don't write me letters about this, but he seems like he's mentally ill. And I don't think that like, look, everyone has a little bit of mental illness. I'll be the first to admit that, but I don't want a guy who's like in a bipolar episode as a contestant and making it through and hanging out in the house.
I think this guy, I think he just wants to be, you know, he wants to be popular. He's an ex-fat guy, which he didn't say in his thing. But, you know, I read stretch marks like I read tree rings. So he's an ex-fat guy. And I think he's like he's just not as cute as everybody. And he's just like desperate for attention. I mean, the guy's wearing a tank top with his own face on it. And it says hashtag Waboom. And then he tells us. The word Waboom grew from the word boom. Like, oh, really?
Really?
It's from the Latin word boom. You idiot. You fucking ass.
He's just horrible.
Yeah, all right, so then we don't even have to spend any more time on him. No. Get rid of him.
Then we go right into Blake. Now, Blake is really scary. He works out intensely, and he's over-focused on sex. He's like, I really like sex. I like to work out because it gives me more sexual energy. And I have a great penis. Like,
Yeah.
it's just an amazing penis. I mean, I don't like to talk about how great my penis is, but I'm just, I mean, I just think I need to put it out there that it's a pretty great penis.
It's like I was
So.
running the other day and I almost tripped over a speed bump and realized it was my penis. Like, okay, Blake. Blake is like a perfectly combed, he has the claw hair wave thing we were talking about, but it's like flattened into a kind of conservative guy haircut. He has coke
Yes.
eyes. His eyes are
Yes.
way too wide.
Yep.
And
And the pupils are dilated.
yes, and also he only shaves his stomach. You know how some guys shave their chest or like wax their
Yeah.
whole front? He only does the stomach and then the chest is hairy. It's like he's wearing a hair bra. It's
I
weird.
noticed that.
I don't get
I,
him.
you know what? I was over-focused on his abdomen because I was like, something's weird about it. You know what it reminded me of? Tamra from The Real Housewives. You know how she has no belly button
Yeah.
from all the surgery?
Yeah.
I was like, something's weird about his belly button. Like it's like too, it's too smooth. Like it looks like it's going away. And that's what it is.
I think
It's
he
hairless, but
probably,
there's hair above. You're
yeah,
right. It's
he's,
it makes you it makes your brain try to work it out.
I think he's probably insecure about something on his chest. Like maybe he's still trying to work past the last part of the man boobs or something. I don't know what it is. But this guy's insecurity and rage is going to be amazing because he's obviously
Yes.
just started taking steroids and can't control his emotions, as we'll see later.
Yes.
And you know, we
Yes.
always need at least five of those.
Mm
And now let's welcome my sister's dog, Diggy.
Diggy. First of all, Diggy has 500 pairs of sneakers. That's never a good sign.
Nope. And he's always trying on coats. The
Listen to
it's
Mel
like
DeMarcos. You This is not the right show for you.
Listen, Imelda Marcos Burlington Coat Factory. No one needs to see a pretty woman montage of you trying on ugly coats. Also, he has glasses without like a prescription. Those are totally Claire's Boutique glasses. And he says things like, I've got a
Claire's
passion
Boutique.
for fashion.
Oh, Diggy. And he said that somebody, the way he got his nickname is somebody came over and said, I like your digs. And he's been Diggy ever since. No, nicknames don't work that way. Somebody doesn't, in passing, say, I like your digs. And you go, oh my God, that everybody likes my digs. I guess my nickname's Diggy.
But they do work that way because my sister's dog came home and he started digging a hole in the backyard, so they named him Diggy. I mean, it's very on the nose.
Okay, but that would, if he said I like to dig holes in the backyard, so I became Diggy ever since, that would make sense. Not somebody once said, I like your digs. It's not like just that's a thing about me. Everybody loves my digs, so I'm Diggy. No, that doesn't happen. That's not everybody who comes over.
Yeah,
I'm
what do,
sorry.
okay, then we'll call you Claire's because that's the first
Okay.
thing we saw. Stupid Diggy. Diggy Claire's tortoise
Yeah.
shell.
Claire's is much more on the nose for him. I like that.
Okay,
All
so
right, now we
next.
have Josiah, who's a prosecutor. He does some bad improv, pretend phone calls.
Yes, he does. He's like, I'd like to order a tuna sandwich with exhibit A. And objection of sustainable side of mustard, please.
Okay, now before we get to the saddest story ever, which, by the way, made my son Maddie cry, so I
Oh,
can't make fun of it.
Maddie.
Maddie cried about his brother committing suicide, so I got sad. But before that, okay, before we know that, and we're still in a place where we can make fun of him, what was up with his house? Did you notice?
That was
He had this
his
like
tiny
broke down,
house.
his that weird tiny house that looked like a broke down palace. Like it looked like a, like it was the curtains were hanging off the wall. Did you
Yeah,
see that?
I did. I'm from El Paso, which is right on the Rio Grande. And so there's one part of the freeway you go around this like mountain, and across the Rio Grande, it looks like the Hollywood Hills in Mexico. Except it's all cardboard boxes instead of mansions, and they're like burning tires. It's like a village of cardboard boxes, and that's where Josiah lives.
Do you think he really lives there?
I don't know. I didn't know if he was visiting somebody, 'cause his story was so like all all over the place sad. He's like just collecting sad things. He's like, also, I knew a guy one time and his bike was stolen. Oh my God. And then there was this girl I knew who got a pierced lip and then it got infected and she almost died. I'm like, leave some sad stories out of this. Jeez.
So his brother was bullied in school and hung himself, and Josiah was only 7 and found him and cut him down. I was horrified. I'm like, what show are we watching? And my kids are watching and they're like, what? And then Maddie's like crying. And I was like, Maddie. And then I had to literally stop the show and we had to have a conversation about bullying and how lots of people get bullied and they don't kill themselves. It was so sad, Ronnie. I'm not kidding. And then I said, look, you know, his brother was obviously also troubled and, you know, there was not as much support then. And, you know, if you ever feel like you're getting bullied, you know, you just tell somebody and we can help you. And I was having to have this whole talk. And then I'm like, okay, can I start the show again?
Oh, and it's The Bachelorette. Like, you have to tell them the first thing you need to learn in life is to separate feelings from television, because these people are liars. And this guy is using his dead brother to get pussy. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that in the long, at the end of the day, this guy's using this to get a date. Okay.
That's what I should have said.
Which is disgusting. So I felt something too, even though I'm being really mean right now. I kind of felt something because, you know, suicide's sad. But then they're like, okay, Josiah, lean against a tree with one of your legs up against the tree. And then look off into the sunset and then be sad. Okay, now sit on a hill while piano music tinkles. And he's like, I started too many crimes.
I also just picture him, you know, with the producers telling them what, you know, them asking him about like his childhood and him telling them that. And then them saying like, do you mind talking about it on the show? I just imagine him being like, of course. Like, just pouring out every, like, of course I'll talk about it. Are you kidding me? I won't stop talking about it.
Yeah. If they say, like, cancer, you know, suicide, anything like that, the first line, they'll say it 20 more times in the show. And then when they're about to get kicked off, they'll be like, but bullying. And then she'll be like, oh, I'm thinking of this. But no, you're still ugly. So Josiah also, he's tricky because we kind of assumed like it's a lawyer. She deserves a lawyer. This will be great. And he turns out to be a total jackass. But he tells us his story and he's like, I started too many crimes when I was young. I was arrested for burglary at 12. And now I wear t-shirts with gigantic open necks. And then he goes to see the jury. He's like, members of the jury. I was like, that's a bus stop.
Yep.
that's not even a jury. And then they show him posing, looking sad at the river, and he does push-ups and sun salutations. this fucking show.
Okay, well, we're going to be hearing more from him. And then we got a scene. So then we leave the guys, and we get a scene with other people that Rachel was on The Bachelorette with. And keep in mind that she and Corinne didn't like each other. But all of a sudden, like, they're friends. They're all friends. They brought back Jasmine and Raven. And by the way, Alexis, Dolphin Girl, how much plastic surgery has she had?
Yeah.
She looked unrecognizable.
Well, I was excited for Rachel because that's a lot of ex people to be in that first meeting, right? Usually it's like two or like three or four, right?
Right.
And this was a ton of them, and they all really like each other. Which means that was a really good cast of The Bachelor.
I think they brought all those girls because I think all those girls are going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. And they wanted to remind us of them. Because I know Raven is, and I know Corinne is, and I think, I'm pretty sure Jasmine is. So I bet you Alexis, Jasmine is. I bet you all those girls, and the one that was like a no personality model.
The giraffe?
Yeah, giraffe.
Remember when the giraffe got left on that island alone? LOL. Yes. He's like, bye. She's like, you know, that really hurt my feelings when, and he's like, goodbye. And then he got on a helicopter and then it blew sand all over her. Fucking giraffe. I love that giraffe. She's like, hey, here's my advice. As she eats a leaf, she's like,
But did you notice that? Okay, so she's gorgeous, but then there's you're like, who's this other girl? All of a sudden, I realize it's Alexis, and I'm like, her face is completely different now.
Well, the dental assistant from Russia got a new hair, like new hair dye and stuff. She looks super cute.
Oh,
Their
maybe I was
advice,
confusing those two.
was hilarious. Corinne's like, okay, here's what you need to do, girl. You need to be like, yep, nope, yep, nope. And
Jasmine's like, let me choke these guys out. I just want to choke them out.
if they
I
don't
want to
give you
fuck
a
one of
chance
them
in
up.
volleyball, push them down on the ground and choke them out.
Rachel's like, Jasmine, can you please stay away from the limos, okay? I can't afford to lose some of them before we start.
And Rachel whipped out all the big words for this one. She's like, guys, you know, I got the first impression, Rose. Yes, Rachel, we know. You know, she's mentioned that more than her law degree, getting the first impression, Rose. Like, that is her biggest achievement in life, and it's sad. So she's like, guys, remember when I got the first impression, Rose? And I didn't know if my walls could be down to be vulnerable. But then I thought, here I am. I'm here for the right reasons. And even though I'm not here to make friends, I did. I was like, Jesus, she's putting every single
Every
meme into
cliche.
one.
But did you notice that the model girl, that giraffe goes, I just want to tell you that the guy from After the Final Rose, number two, he was not here for the right reasons. She never said the name. I played it back and I'm like,
DeMario.
so how do we know that that was the number two, second guy?
Well, I think they were saying some girls were saying, don't go for DeMario because wrong reasons. And then some people were like, no, I liked him because did he dance? I don't remember. He did something. So some girls liked him and some didn't. And Rachel was like, vulnerable, walls up, you know, right reasons. And so then that was over. Oh, wait, but I have to say, poor Raven. She's still hurt. She's still crying for no reason. She's like, you guys, I just want you to know everything's okay with me. And I'm totally fine. And my mama's okay. I've been on the grain silo for 3 weeks crying, but I'm okay now. Poor
Things are
Raven.
not going well for her.
Mm-mm.
All right, now limo time.
Okay, Rachel is wearing a dress that is like a mosaic style. It's like the dress barn broke into a million pieces and they glued them all back together into one dress.
But she looked really pretty.
This is a good time to take a little break.
Guys, I'm super excited to tell you that our first Bachelorette episode is brought to us by a special sponsor, Ronnie. Can you believe it? We have a sponsor and it's a
That's
company.
awesome.
I know. And it's a company called Kinks, which is they make makeup for active individuals. And what it is, because I have it and I got excited about it and I told them they need to sponsor our show, is it's eyeliner. It's a gel eyeliner that stays on almost like waterproof makeup, but it comes off easily. So it's not like that waterproof stuff that's impossible to get off. They also have makeup remover stuff and they have eyeliners in all different shades. It's really cool. This is all I use now. You're going to get addicted to it. So here's what you guys are going to want to do to help support our show. Go to Kinks Active, and you spell Kinks like this, KINX active.com, and then slash the goods. And if you want to get some special eyeliner to try it out, put in the code ROSEPRICKS20, and you're going to get 20% off of any purchase. Please at least go over there and check it out, okay? It's kinksactive.com/thegoods. Rose Prick sent ya.
Okay, did you guys take your kids to see Moana, that Disney movie?
Yes.
Okay, on the posters, you know how there's like Moana and then there's the really big guy, I guess that's her friend. What's his name?
I don't know. I was
Damn
probably
it.
texting.
Because that's who the big like Pacific Islander guy looks like. Moana's friend.
Moana,
Yeah, it's like
Moana's
Moana's
friend.
friend. He's like, I'll help you, Moana.
Okay. Well, let's just
Okay.
call him Moana then.
So the
He's a male
guys.
model, but I didn't think he looked that modelly. Isn't that the male model?
I wrote Moana's Angel. So that's the first one. He's a male model?
Yes.
Maybe for like postal mail.
He's also obsessed with being from Wisconsin because he's going to mention it like 80 more times.
Oh, wait, that guy is the blonde, hot,
Yeah,
white
that's the one
guy.
you liked with the gap in his
Yeah, and
teeth.
he's wearing like a plaid jacket, like a plaid-ish jacket. And then he moves his eyebrows a lot. He's like, oh, look, this is me when I'm feeling things.
Yes.
And he's gay. And he talks about cheese curds in Wisconsin.
Yes.
I don't know. When it says,
He's the one that the craziest thing he ever did, I think, was go model in Bulgaria. Wasn't it him?
he's an idiot. Okay, well. When they showed that guy and they showed his cute face, and then it says hot model, comma, WI, like for Wisconsin, I was like, that guy is one letter short of a fun game, you know, like a Wii. But he's really stupid. I
Yes,
think he makes it
really
a long
dumb.
time, though, because those eyes, I mean, he's adorable.
Well, let's see how shallow she is. All right, next out of the limo is Josiah again, and he's wearing a weird suit with like, okay, the suit jacket is too small. I mean, I'm not a costumer, but right? Wasn't the
It's
jacket too small, or is that the look now?
no, it was too small. You could tell, especially in the arms, because the shoulder pads
Yeah.
couldn't even reach over his big arms because he works out. Which, you know, good for
Yeah.
you. Not, I have to tell you.
Yeah, but if you worked out a bunch in preparation for being on the show, buy a bigger jacket.
Yeah, I think that was probably a Salvation Army buy. Peter, I wrote down for the Wisconsin guy, plaid jacket, Peter, bottom from Y.
Yes.
So this guy Josiah is so cheesy. He's wearing like a thrift store jacket that's too small, and he's like, "Hey Rachel, I'm convinced by the end of our experience, you will have no reasonable doubt." I'm like, "Oh my God, you were dismissed. Get out of here."
Yes.
So Brian, the chiropractor, also gray jacket, cheese ball, and he speaks Spanish. Now this is Joey the fat one, Joey Fatone from NSYNC to me.
Yes. So he comes in and he kisses her and he goes like this. He goes, moi, moi. Who does that? What are you 60?
His
Are
kiss
you?
is going to
He
be the
goes.
main focal point of the rest of this recap.
He goes, moi, moi, moi.
Ugh.
He ended it, same thing. After he finishes, he kisses her, he goes, moi, again.
He's like,
He says
poco
it. It's
tanto la cocina de la
moi,
picante. And she's like, oh my
moi.
God, I love Spanish. I love that he knows Spanish. I was like, por favor, dame agua, motherfucker. Give me some
Yeah.
water and get out of here.
I
He just.
hate that guy.
I kind of hate that guy too because of his kiss. And oh my God, when he goes in for a kiss later. Thank God I only ate.
Oh
Thank
God, I just
God.
got nauseous a little bit.
Thank
Yeah,
God
he tries to eat her face.
I only ate Mike and Ike's yesterday, and my body loves those so much it refused to throw them up. But it was trying. I was like dry heaving at that part.
He was like a snake that was like trying to eat a rat whole, like just opening his mouth all the way, like unhinging his jaw to
Yeah.
make out with her.
Just
Oh,
swallowing it whole.
gross.
Like on
All
V.
right.
Yeah, he's gross. He's like, you know Colombians? We got good cook. It's all trouble, but it's good trouble. I look forward to getting in trouble with you. I'm like, get
And
a
she's like,
job. How about
oh boy, you're gonna get me in trouble? Oh boy, okay. I'll talk to you later. Like,
Oh.
Rachel, no,
Yeah.
no. Okay, then there's Kenny, the wrestler. Okay, I
Yeah, I
have a
didn't
soft spot
listen.
for Kenny. He's kind of cute. Then he did the little like 80s dance, you know, where he like, what do you call that dance?
I don't know, the 80s dance. And then
Where
he
you do a
does
little wave with your arm and then the other person picks it up and does it.
the
I forgot what
wave.
it's called. No. 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 All right. Anyway, moving on. Then
I'm
there's
so
Rob.
sorry, I don't know. I didn't dance in the 80s. I hid behind pylons to hide from people who were bullying me. So
Okay,
Kenny
here.
dances into the house, and
Yeah.
the bottom for Wisconsin is like, well, I think that, you know, that guy has smooth moves, but, you know, me and Rachel both have gaps in our teeth. So there's that. I was like, oh my God, bend over, stop talking. Okay,
Now,
Urkel's
are all
next.
the guys inside watching the new ones come in on a monitor? I feel like they must be, because they all seem to know what the person did outside.
No idea. But no one was eating cold cuts. I mean, what a bunch of pussies.
Right?
So then okay. We get the nerd with a guitar.
Is no. It,
oh, no, no. Oh, this is they, no, this is Fat Tom Cruise.
Yes. Okay. So I have a lot to say about this guy. Because here's the thing. So in the casting, which we talked about, he was cute. He looked a little bit like Tom Cruise. And other than that, I think he was kind of boring, but he seemed like he was going to be cute. But he comes in, he's wearing glasses. And I'm like, why did you put on your glasses for the limp? For this is your first impression. If you're not somebody who normally wears glasses, like you weren't wearing them in your pictures for the casting, why are you wearing glasses now? What are you doing later that's so important that you couldn't put your contacts in now?
Because he's trying to impress a lawyer, you know? Boys are like girls. If we think someone's smarter than us, we pretend that we have glasses because we feel smarter in them. You know, it's like a CW show. They're like, look at the smart girl. She's not okay, as pretty, but she's in glasses.
But why isn't that his normal look then?
Well, maybe it was, and someone was like, maybe you should take off your glasses for your shoot, and maybe that's why he looks so weird in his shoot, because he did look like old Tom Cruise, but kind of confused. Like, Tom Cruise finally realized, like, he finally woke up one day and was like, what have I done? Who am I?
Yeah, I guess so, but I felt like it looked like, you know, those mornings where they're gonna, where the bachelor or bachelorette comes over to surprise the other contestants?
Yeah.
And then they're all like, they just woke up and some of them are in bed and they're half the time they're wearing glasses and their hair's all fucked up.
Yeah.
He looked like that. He looked like he was like Rachel came over and surprised him.
He's like, I would have put on my scrunchie, but I don't know where it went when I fell asleep last night.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, but I felt bad for him because they always have one who's like, I'm an old nerd who has no chance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cry too hard when I get kicked off and everybody's going to feel awkward but still laugh at me. It's like, oh, poor guy.
Oh, maybe I did miss. Wait, where is the guitar player? Oh, no, though. He's coming later. That's Lee. Okay. So next we have Iggy. And
that's
here's
Moana.
Here's what I wrote next to Iggy. What the fuck? That's it.
He said something.
No.
I mean, no, he's Iggy. A big, look, if this were, like, let's find the best, you know, bouncer. I mean, he would be good outside a gay bar, like that big straight guy who's, like, cute enough to entice you, but you know will kick your ass if you have one too many. That's him. And then he says things like, I'm authentically and perpetually, you know, ironically. I was like, what are you even saying? Stop saying things with Ali at the end, you idiot. He's like, look at all the syllables I can say, Rachel Lily. So many syllables.
Oh my god. And then he gets mad later in the house and I was just like, nobody knows or cares about you.
Yeah, just go help Moana, okay?
Yeah.
You're the side dish. Get out of here. Okay, the next one is Urkel. He comes out and no. I guess people call him Urkel because he comes out looking just like Urkel and he's got his pants all the way up. And he's got, like, heart socks pulled all the way up. And he's like, I'm a nerd. And he falls down. And he's got high waters. And then he's like, wait a minute.
Hey, and then he, dude, you're out of order, though.
I am?
Yeah, because next is Bryce, the
Who's
firefighter.
That? Oh. Oh, Bryce, he of the big lower face?
Yes. And he's a firefighter, and he comes and picks her up. Like, fireman holds her.
He's, like, putting her out.
All right. Then Josiah, then they're going into the house, and Josiah's like, that's going to be my wife.
Oh, is that when he starts this?
Yes.
He's
then
like,
Will
hey, everybody, anybody want to take a bet? That's my new wife. That's my wife. I'm going to get the first impression rose. My wife is going to give me the first impression rose. I bet you guys $20 because it's going to happen because I believe in
it.
And I love when people who try and talk the universe into giving them things while believing. That's not how the world works, okay?
Right, so, right.
The secret's a lie.
I was just going to say that exact same thing. All right, so then Will comes in. Yes, the Urkel thing, which was horrible. Horrifying.
Yeah. Remember when Urkel did porn? He's like, I'm a porn star now. I'm sexy Urkel. And people were like, no. No one is jerking off to you, Urkel. Okay? Go to community college like any normal washette.
Oh, my God. Okay, so he's this uber dork, Urkel. But didn't we originally, when we were doing the casting, go, he looks like Urkel?
Yeah.
So I guess I guess he's at least owning it.
I guess he knows it, you know. Okay, so
Then Diggy. All right. Oh, no, Diggy.
We already met Diggy. Oh, no. Did we? I don't know, because now's where they're, like, cutting earlier. Back to go inside and stuff. Now is the guy who's the startup recruiter who lives in Venice. I want to fuck him. Is that Dean? Dean is his name. And then he's like...
Wait, what about Kyle?
I don't know.
And then there's Blake K, the Asian guy. You're skipping people.
I am?
You just didn't care.
Okay, you just tell me.
You don't even care about this show.
Take notes Kyle. On every little thing. So if they cut to the inside living room, then I write a paragraph about it for some reason. So maybe that's what I'm doing.
Well, we came to the... Okay, well, we have Kyle. All I have here is I wanted to show you something. I don't know what that was.
Well,
okay.
One guy came back and they showed the clip and he's like, once you go black, you never go back. And then he says...
No, that's Dean.
Oh, that's Dean? And then he goes, well, I'm really curious to find out what she thinks about my line. Once you go black, you never go back. I can't wait to see what she thinks. And so he goes up to her and she's like, well, what witty line do you have today? Laugh, laugh, laugh. And he's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. So I would really love a reaction about my line. And she goes, I love confidence. How is that confidence? He's asking for your opinion about his stupid made-up line from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, from a while ago. It's so weird. And also, you know, the producers, well, either he said, like, it would be funny if I said I'm going black and I won't go back, and the producers were like, yeah, do it. And then he was like, are you sure? Do you definitely think I should? And they're like, yeah, do it. And then maybe she like looked like she ate a lemon when he said it. And then he was like, ah, I shouldn't have said it. And then this whole time he's just been obsessing, and he's like, I want to ask her what she thought. Like, I hope she doesn't think I'm, like, racist or something.
Yeah. I hope she's not mad at me. He's like, would you like to have a deep racial discussion standing on the welcome mat of this scuzzed-out mansion? She's like, no, thank you. Go inside. Okay, so he goes in.
So, but like, I just want to bring up two people. We missed Blake K, who's the Asian guy, who's very stiff and intense and from the Marines, and just like a tiger dad. But he doesn't make it anyway, so it doesn't matter. And then there was Brady, who did the thing where he broke the ice. Ha ha, get it?
Oh, yeah, he literally broke the ice. How long was he waiting in that fucking limo with that ice?
I don't know.
Everyone hates him. They're like, I'm getting cold, man. Yeah. Could you please stop touching that block of ice to my knee? I'm freezing. Asshole.
All right, so then Dean, the thing we just talked about. Then Eric, who's a personal trainer. And Maddie, my kid, goes, I think that guy's out of his mind. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember what he was doing, but he seemed really crazy.
Who was the dancing guy from the show?
He talks kind of like this. He's like, hey, 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 dance, dance, hey, hey, dance, 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 dance.
Oh, maybe that was him. That was him. That was him.
Okay, so then the other Blake... The ragey.
No, then DeMario.
Okay.
DeMario comes in. And he goes in the house. And he's like, I already won. I already won. And then he starts being crazy.
So DeMario and Josiah are the ones who are going to be like trying to overcompensate against each other. Which would be fun.
Now like,
that's
Blake
my wife.
In.
No, that's my wife. No, it's not. Yeah. It's my wife. It's my wife. I'm gonna get the first rose. My first impression. My bow tie is spotted. Like, you are both fucking losers. Okay, get jobs.
Oh, they really are. Then Blake E comes in with the marching band, and she's annoyed. I feel like Rachel was annoyed at this guy, but then I can't really tell with her because she's so nice to everyone.
Yeah, she's already very, and we talked about this in her season, like, she's so ready for this. She already regurgitates every line that they like, and she has no real emotion that you can read at all. You know, she's very, like, controlled.
So many more guys still coming.
The marching band comes in, and this guy is the aspiring drummer. I was hoping he was going to be a tuba player because, you know, those guys, like, never get enough praise, the tuba players. That's so hard. But then he comes and drums, and no one wants that, you know? Everybody wants somebody in a band. It's really hard for a drummer to get laid. You do not want them practicing in your garage, okay?
Right.
You'll never be able to watch Housewives again. Yeah, aspiring drummer. Shut up. Okay, so next, Shark Bait. Oh, there was a commercial for a movie called Shark Bait, and I was like, well, that's that's fitting.
That's funny. No, next is Fred. This is your favorite.
And Fred, for anybody
like,
who
are
watches...
Are they in the third grade together?
Fred, who for anybody who watches Days of Our Lives, Fred is like Abe, Lexi's husband. And he's like, I'm the chief of police. He's like, he figures everything. He's like the head detective or something and something with John Black. And he's like, if there's a case, I'll figure it out. But he never does. Like, he's terrible. But yeah, this guy's dad, Fred, he was the only one in a sweater and a button down in the preview.
Yep. But here is the weird thing. So he shows her a picture. He's got this like a yearbook and he shows her a picture and he's like, this of her. But then from that, I guess we're supposed to ascertain that she was his camp counselor. And then she's like, oh, you are a bad boy. You are a really bad boy. Okay. She's in her 30s. How is she going to remember? My kids are third. When you're in the third grade, you're 8.
Yeah, but how she seemed to really remember. Like, she seemed to not like him for that. He brought a yearbook that they were both in. And first he was like, what do you think of this little guy? And it was him. I'm
right.
Like, what are you trying to see if she's into pedophilia? Why would you show her a child's picture and be like, you want to date that kid? I can get him for you. $500. It'll be delivered in a labelless box. It's like, it's so creepy. And then he showed her. But how was she a camp counselor that young? I don't know. I don't understand how any of that's working, really. But
I
she did
either,
seem to
I
remember.
But I think it was all set up. I think that they talked to her about him before. I don't think, because you know why? They didn't want the reaction of her going like, I don't know who that is. That wouldn't have done any good. So the fact that it was such a coincidence that like he remembered her from being a kid or they knew they were from the same town or whatever, they needed her to have that reaction. I felt like it was very fake.
Yeah.
Not that that's surprising because I understand it's The Bachelor.
I mean, it's
but,
The Bachelor, but...
Right, but I just thought it was especially fake because it didn't even make sense. Like, why is she going to remember somebody who she was the camp counselor for in the third grade?
And he's like, I haven't seen you in 15 years, but everything happens for a reason.
Is he that young? Is she so much older than him that she was a camp? I just, none of it made sense. And I was getting really, really angry.
Yeah, the timelines don't really mesh there. So next I wrote Wells Fargo guy with no lips. Oh my God.
This is
cross-eyed.
This is the serial killer.
Yeah, this is cross-eyed Sling Blade. This guy was so creepy. He's like,
he's the tickle monster.
I like to make people laugh. Can I ask you to put out your arms, Rachel?
Yes.
And she does.
Oh my God,
and he tickles her.
I'm so scared of him.
Then it says, his guy Ron says, the tickle monster.
He is a monster. I don't know if he's a tickle monster, but he's, I guarantee you, he's, of all The Bachelor contestants, this guy is like, I'm going to vote him most likely to be a serial killer.
Yeah. He's like, why did the chicken cross the road, Rachel? To get tickled. Rachel. Okay.
I reckon. You're going to choose me. I reckon I'm going to get the first impression rose. All right, then Lee comes out, and I also hate Lee.
Oh, God, I hate Lee. You know, sometimes when you judge people by their hair, you're right. Like someone who shaves the side of their head but then wears a side pompadour is trying too hard. Okay.
They're trying too hard to get me to hate them is what they're doing.
And he's like, hey, I play the guitar. Rachel, Rachel, your name is Rachel. Rachel, Rachel, Rachel. Rachel rhymes with Rachel. I was like, you're terrible. That song made no sense. I hate your hair. And I don't even believe your accent. Because he's like, hi, welcome. It's like, what are you, working at the Cracker Barrel? Don't be talking like that. That's not even real. I guarantee next time he talks, he's going to talk to us. He'll be like, hi, everybody. And then when she comes in, he'll be like, hi there, Rachel.
I think he's just auditioning for Bachelor in Paradise, and he's going to end up with Raven.
Oh, God, Raven, probably. She'll be like, you like me? Do you like me still? We're going to get married on the Grand Silo. Hey, someone's here to arrest us. Just kidding, it's my brother. He fell for it. Will he leave me? Please don't leave me. Come back. P.S. This hotel hates me.
All right. So now Alex comes in with he's the stick vacuum guy.
The stick
vacuum. And he's like, guy. I just came in to clean up.
Oh, the Italian dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you can't even pick up hardly anything with the stick vacuum. Like, you're not even putting yourself out there as a good cleaner. You're just like a bad cleaner.
Oh, God. You just wanted to make a pun, and now you've just ruined the show for all of us.
Yeah, and then there's a guy with sweaty palms who's like, look, I have a camera that uses film, and then the pictures come out, and you wait for them to dry, and then you can see them.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all. I just kind of skipped past him. I was like, we're not going to see him anymore.
It's like, congrats. Your talent is a Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up? A white guy with the dummy.
Did you notice a lot of these guys don't have jobs?
Most of them didn't. Didn't you notice that we didn't see anybody at their job? The only one we saw, I think, was Josiah, and that was fake. It was like at a bus stop. Oh, he's like, yeah. Members of the jury. They were behind like a metal grate. Like, yeah. That is not a jury.
Yeah. I mean, only a couple of them have jobs, and one of the ones with jobs got kicked off, the ER physician that's coming up. But all right, so Adam comes in with what turns out to be my biggest laugh out loud moment of the show. I genuinely laughed out loud at the funny doll thing.
The French doll.
Montage. Oh my God, that was really funny.
She is disgusted by me.
That was genuinely hilarious. That comes up later. Okay, so this guy comes in, for those of you who are with us here. Yeah, comes in, he's got a doll that's like a miniature version of himself. For I don't get why, but whatever.
Well, he's from The Leftovers. So on that TV show, The Leftovers, 2% of the population just disappears and everybody starts going crazy because they don't know what happened to them. And so there's this company that starts making look-alike version doll, like look-alike doll versions of the missing people, the departed. So you can feel like your family's really there. And that's what that dummy looked like. He looked like one of the departed, one of the children he lost in the great, disappearance of.
Now, it would have been cool if he knew she was a really big fan of The Leftovers, the show, and he did that on purpose. But we don't know why he really did it.
Oh, he's like, I love Leftovers. I brought a half-eaten chicken nugget. Would you like some? Okay, so the guys hate him because he walks in with a doll. And the Asian guy, you know, he's scared because
it's,
a white doll. And then someone said, that's almost as... Oh, no, I said, that's almost as bad as the tickler.
Yeah, who's tickling people.
Oh, God.
Matt comes in the penguin costume. Jesus, he needed to shave.
He needs to shave so deep that he hits his heart and it starts bleeding until he dies. Because I can't with him. A penguin, die.
Yeah,
he's like, once penguins find soulmates, they mate for life, okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, they mate for life and never get jobs. You know that penguin movie where it's a documentary about the penguins and how they travel and mate? Not one of them had a job, okay? Pick an animal with a job, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So now Grant comes in. He's an ER physician. We don't need to worry about him because he gets kicked off.
I think she watches Laverne and Shirley because she's not going to date Squiggy. She's like, nope.
Yeah. Anthony, I just wrote boring. I don't know who he was. Then Jamie comes in. And I felt that he was my first for sure gay one. Because he was like, girlfriend, this dress is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, queen.
Yeah. He was like, this is Riddick. Oh, my God. Fall back, step forward, okay?
I can't remember if he gets through. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, she keeps all the gay guys, you know, because at the end of this, you want to at least have somebody to hang out with at all the press parties.
True. True.
And we'll drink
with Jack
you.
Then Jack Stone, who we hate. That's the guy with the side.
He's like, oh,
side
hi. Pose. My head's bobbing around a lot for no reason. She's like, okay, I like your freckles. Then the Indian guy, he's like,
Mojito.
This guy. Now, if this guy said this to me, I would immediately marry him. He goes, hello, Rachel, I'm Mojit. And this is the only time I will have the upper hand in this relationship.
I know. It was cute. He was trying to be funny and say something clever and not come in with a fucking doll.
Yeah, he's like, you can control me. Get it? I'm like, yes, get in my house. Jebediah Vest. Comes
in. He starts in right away with the Bible. I have.
Oh yeah, he goes, when Jacob met Rachel, he wept. I'm like,
On
the
God,
seventh day,
no.
We rested. Like, what's your point?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Then Michael
remember that
comes
bitch
in.
He turned into salt? Let's talk about her.
Yeah. Then Michael comes in and says, the blacker the brownie, the sweeter the dude. Which I don't know what that means. Then
also, that's... okay, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Yes. Kenny the Wrestlers.
No. Then... oh, I don't know why. Was something happening in the house?
No, I'm just going down notes. Window opens. Someone with a megaphone. Oh, gross. All right, yeah. So out of the limo, someone's like, someone, this guy's 159 pounds, purely muscle. One testicle is larger than the other, and it's Waboom. I really just want to pretend Waboom's not even on this show.
I do, too, because you know what? It's just not even, it's not funny.
It's so awkward. He jumps out of the limo and yells Waboom while shaking his head like a C-rate Jim Carrey. And she's like, ha, 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 ha. And then we see his hashtag Waboom shirt that he had painted on the fucking boardwalk of somewhere. That guy, okay. And then an airplane comes overhead, a tiny airplane, and drops a bomb on him and he dies. Yay. Okay, guys, blah, blah, blah. Guys talk about her being too good for Nick. And this is when Josiah starts his lawyer talk. He's like,
yeah,
that is my woman. And I'll tell you right now, Nick made the worst decision of his life, Your Honor. On the night of August 23rd, guilty objection.
Your Honor.
I'm trying to think of more court things
I
forgot.
I submit Exhibit B for your, I submit to the court. Court in recess. Then Rachel comes out and she's like, guys, I just want to tell you that my motto is keep it real. Keep it 100%. Keep it 100. What does that mean?
Keep it 100. Keep it 100. That's like, legit. That's even an emoji, Stephanie. Oh, my God. I got what I. She's like, you guys, this is legit surreal. Okay. They came to see me. This is mind blowing.
Yeah, she's going to be boring.
<It's>
she
okay.
did do That's... one thing later that I liked, though. We'll get to it in a minute.
Rachel was like, guys, I was you. You're excited. I was excited, anxious, skeptical, but thankful. And just be yourselves. No regrets. YOLO. Blessed. TGIF. BRB.
Nervous face emoji.
Takes one to know one.
So then Josiah takes her outside immediately. And I give him props for not saying that his brother committed suicide. He was rationing that shit out a little bit. He only gets to the part about how he got arrested and then wanted to study to become a lawyer, blah, blah, blah.
I feel like that's when an alcoholic stops drinking and then they want everybody to stop drinking.
Yeah.
You know, just because you got caught stealing some tapes doesn't mean I should stop stealing tapes. It's like, I'm going to tell on you for stealing a tape.
Yeah.
How dare you, sir? You were just stealing tapes. He's like, yeah, but now I don't. Now I stand against it.
Oh, God. So then Dean brings her out, and somehow there's a sand table. A lot of this episode, I have to be honest with you, just didn't make sense. It's just like, I don't get it. He goes, I wanted to move out so I could be near the beach.
My friend and Rebecca.
Then he's like,
He goes, I wanted to tell you, I moved to Los Angeles for the beach. And Rebecca goes, that's what you want to hear from a, from your future husband.
Yeah, but then he goes, I've never made a sandcastle before. Hold on. You moved here for the beach. I've never touched sand before. Suddenly he's like the guy in Mask. He's just like, what it tell me about sand? What is that? Can you?
So stupid. That was so funny. He's like, sand castle. I was like, great. So you moved here for the beach. You're not planning on getting a mortgage. And you're building a home that could like die with either a drip of water or wind. You sound really fucking reliable, person with a sand castle.
Okay, so then this made me laugh. This was Rachel has like a little, goes through to a couple different guys, and she's just like, yeah, so I'm ready to get married. I want to have some babies, like, right away. Like, the guys are all looking at her like, holy shit.
He's like, sandcastle.
Yeah.
And then what is this when, let me see where I am.
Then we get to the doll bit.
Okay.
That's what I have.
Oh, she loved me.
Which was really funny.
Okay, the construction specialist is the next guy, right? Remember, he was like the construction specialist, and you're like, does that mean he works at Home Depot?
Yes, yes, yes.
This guy, I said in the preview, I'm so glad that this guy doesn't wear gel or anything. Like, he's got a receding hairline, but he's not trying to do claw bangs or anything. He's basically just balds with like a little bit of hair that he combs over every place. And I felt bad. This guy doesn't have a chance. Not because he's bald. I'm bald. But
are you talking about Penguin Guy when she was when he had his penguin
mask
off?
Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, ish. Sorry, penguins. Yeah. Sorry what construction specialist did to you. Okay, so the doll. And then she says, that scares me, the doll. I have a thing with dolls. And the look on that guy's face. He was so sad. That guy kind of looks like Vinny, right? The guy with the doll?
Yes, he kind of does.
So next is Fred, the sweater gay. And he's like, hello, Rachel. I'm a very serious man, and I have a lot of explaining to do. I was in your third grade class. Remember the time where you threw a kickball at my head and told me I couldn't take a nap?
Yeah, and she's like, I couldn't read her on this, could you?
She seemed kind of mad. She's like, he's attractive, but I can't get past him being the third grader who is a bad little boy.
Yeah, why would she? See, this is where I was just getting annoyed, because how would she? She couldn't know that. She couldn't remember that.
Yeah, also, he seems older than her. Okay, so then it's Joey Fatone, and he's like, I've got to interrupt. I'm going to take you somewhere, Rachel. And then he takes her into, like, a doorway. And he's like, I want to get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's stand in a doorway. I don't want to waste your time. I'm here for something serious. And that's the one who spoke to her in Spanish. And also, he's like working on hair plugs. He's like half done with the front line, which means he has money, right? Or credit.
Right, right.
So that was good. And then she's turned on by Spanish.
Then he just grabs her face.
Yeah. And then he grabs her face. Okay, this is the sound of the kiss that he gave her. Okay, it's really gross, so everybody brace yourself.
I should just eat some yogurt right now, and it would also make the same sound.
He open mouth kissed her, but like on fast forward.
Yes.
Why was he doing it that fast? It was disgusting. It was
so gross. And then afterwards, she says, you know, I wasn't planning on kissing anybody. I really, like, it was kind of weird that he just started kissing me, but I liked it. And then I lost respect for her.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
How could you have liked that? And then he gives her the fucking first impression rose. I mean, I know that happens in a little bit later. I know we're recapping moment by moment, but still, that should have gotten that guy cut.
Yeah. But she loved it. Was he the one who was vacuuming, Fatone? Did you already tell me this? Who was vacuuming?
I don't think so.
It was him or the Italian. I forget who was the stick vacuumer. Okay, so Chris puts the rose on the table, and Claire, the tortoiseshell glasses guy, is nervous, biting his nails. This show's so funny.
And then who's the guy that goes, I'm wearing a $2,000 suit, and I haven't even gotten to speak to her.
Oh, God, that creepy little white guy.
Yeah, I can't remember which one that
was.
We
hadn't really seen anything of him up to now, but then he started getting bitchy. He's like, later in the show, he's like, well, I mean, if she's into losers, he said something like, if she's not into perfect hair and $2,000 suits, then she won't like me. I was like, oh, good. You're like 5 feet tall, and you look like you're not even a teller at a bank, but like one of the people in the back, you know, like doing Morse code or whatever the fuck they're doing back there. You never know what they're really doing. It's him.
Yeah. Just busy opening safes and then closing them again.
Yeah. They're like, oh, brought you envelopes. It's like, thanks, little weird person. Go back to Mord coasting in the back. So now...
Mel Model talks to her for a little bit about Wisconsin. Again, he's obsessed with Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Lucas is running around with his megaphone just being a fucking creep.
And
then he starts juggling.
Oh, God. He's juggling hacky sacks. I mean, just die. Also, the guy from Wisconsin, he's like... Yes, I'm from Wisconsin, and, you know, I know if you're from Wisconsin, I mean, whatever he said. And he's like, and everybody from there loves chocolate. And she goes, actually, I don't like chocolate. And I was like, uh-oh, there's a sign.
Yeah, and then he goes, oh, fine, all right, I'll burn the chocolate. She's like, no, it's okay, I'm a pleaser, I'll eat it, it's okay. And he's like, no, I'll throw it away. And she's like, I'll eat it, okay, I'll eat it.
Okay, so let's
see. Okay, so now
we can
there's
start
a guy
skipping through pretty fast here, right?
No, but here we're getting to a part that I liked. But yeah. I have to find it. The guy who gets out of the limo and goes, rawr. Oh, Milton. I think Milton doesn't make it. Milton might be the one that cries at the end. Okay, now it's starting to make sense to me. Okay, so Milton he tries to like he comes up to her and he goes, rawr. And she's like, huh. And then he just keeps doing it. He's like, rawr.
Like the earth kid.
Yeah. And then I started liking her again because she goes, yeah, he was like growling at me. She goes, the first time, like he gets a pass, but after that, that's his thing. It's not mine.
Cut to Waboom. Yelling Waboom again and then jumping backwards and falling behind a couch. And everybody just turns away and boos.
Yep.
Okay, so then Blake, you know, roid rage, shaven stomach Blake.
Yeah.
Is
my
like, Waboom.
My penis is amazing. Penis is amazing.
I can tell you, Waboom is not here for the right reasons. That guy just wants to be on TV, and I'm still here for the right reasons, and I'm going to tell her because I am Blake. I have a triple penis.
My penis is here for the right reasons.
I can lasso things with my penis. I will not stand for this, sir. And so he goes over to Waboom.
Waboom tripped over my penis, and that's why he fell off the couch like that.
He's like, you listen here, ShamWow. My name is Blake, and I'm aspiring to be a drummer. And I'm here for the right reasons. What do you want to do? Sell shirts? Sell ShamWows? No, sir. And Waboom's like, well, I think the reason I'm like this is because I believe everybody has a little Waboom in them. And he goes, I don't. And then Waboom looked like he was about to cry. Because Waboom has been beaten up by guys like this forever.
Yep.
He finally lost a little weight and got a t-shirt made at a carnival. And now he's just trying to be a positive help to other people. And you cannot stand for that, Blake. Excuse me, sir.
And then Waboom says, I think everybody's got a little Waboom in them.
Yeah, I don't. So Waboom looks like he's about to cry, and Blake won't let up. I don't know if Blake thinks this guy's going to quit now. It's like, it's not your business, Blake. Sit back with your roid rage and calm down. No one cares about you yet.
Yep. So then Rachel takes a Colombian guy aside, gives him the rose. And now I'm feeling bad for Mojito.
I am too, and but then, he is getting wasted, that guy. So Mojito's getting wasted. Who was she making out with?
Right, the Colombian guy again.
Oh, yeah, he's like, oh, it is me again. And she's like, oh, my God, Spanish, that is crazy. Say tortilla, say it.
Yeah.
Say it right now, I will stain this bench. And he starts talking to her, and then he, like, does another kiss on her. And the Indian guy's drunk and leaning against a pillar spying on them. And he goes, whoa!
that was good.
And starts, like, waving his arms like he's doing the swim. He's like, he's doing it, no!
You know what? I was with him on that, though.
That was
disgusting.
So funny. Okay,
all right,
so
time for the rose ceremony! By the way, it's light out now, so they kept them up all night. And you can tell, because they look haggard.
Yeah.
Rachel looks like she's been up all night.
And they're just all going crazy. It looks like an audition in there. You know, the puppet guy's like, oh, I have puppet. And the stick vacuum guy's running around, like, stick vacuuming everything. While Boom's, like, juggling hacky sacks and falling backwards on couches. The penguin guy's, you know, waddling around. It was like an audition room from hell. It's like a non-union, you know, Citibank audition.
Yep. All right. So here's who gets through. Peter, the male model. I forgot. Wisconsin. Okay. Wisconsin gets through. Urkel gets through. Head Bob gets through. Jamie, who's just the lackluster guy, I can't remember, gets through. What the fuck, Iggy?
Jamie is the one who says maybe she doesn't like guys with perfect hair and facial features, but then he does get in.
Yeah.
And then Peter goes, I put a lot aside to be here. I was like, generic business owner. No, you did not. He's like, I am not home to unpack my own Amway boxes. My mother is doing that. I better win.
Eric, who I don't remember who Eric is. DeMario, Jonathan, the freaking serial killer, Bryce, who's one of the ER physicians, Alex, the Russian guy.
Well, let's just talk about who got kicked off, because there's 31 people. I like that the penguin standing there still dressed like a penguin, and I just wrote, the violence against penguins is going to go up tonight, and it's your fault, bitch. So glasses. Claire is like, I need this rose. I can't leave without it. I don't accept failure. Okay.
But he gets in.
Yeah, he does. This is when they're worrying, you know?
Right.
And DeMario's like, she's my future wife, period. Everyone else is irrelevant.
And then Josiah says it too.
And then the guy with the patch, the crossing guard with the big face, and then stick vacuum. And then Josiah goes, if that penguin gets a rose, everybody's mad if Waboom gets a rose, which he is. He's the last one. So the ones who get kicked off are Fat Tom Cruise, which I felt so bad for him.
I did too. But I was like, you know what? Maybe next time, like, put in your contacts. Make a showing.
And
don't
use a red home rinse on your, like, brunette old hair. You know? It's weird.
Yeah.
Then the Indian guy, Mojito, gets kicked out. then Squiggy, and the Asian guy.
Tiger Dad.
And then Milton gets kicked off, and he's the one who's sobbing, and he's the hotel recreation supervisor. We were like, what does that mean? The lifeguard. And he's sobbing, and he goes, I bought a lot of outfits I wanted to wear.
So is that the only, are those the only guys that got kicked off out of all these freaking guys?
He was crying because he bought clothes for this. That shit was hilarious, and he was sobbing. I think that's all she kicked off, yeah.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. It looks like she kept like 22. 23, 24, 25, 26. Yeah, so she only kicked off like five guys.
Yeah, that's crazy. But this show's only 13 weeks, right?
Yeah, only. I thought they, I really thought the first episode they take it down lower than that.
Well, I guess not. We'll have a lot of multiple eliminations this time. Well, that brings us to the end. If you guys want to catch up with all of our other shows, go do it. We are releasing all the archives this week. So come over to patreon.com/rosepricks pod or just search Rose Pricks and Patreon or just go to rosepricks.com and come find us. We love you guys.
We're obsessed with you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.